Shalom. I made a joke with some guys about Yom HaMiuchas. Yom HaMiuchas, I explained, is a day in the calendar that comes up on the second of Sivan. Aleph Sivan, there's no Tachan. Why is no Tachan Aleph Sivan? Because Rosh Chodesh. And Gimel Dal, hey, it's already 3 days before Shavuot. We don't say Tachan. So Bet of Sivan is a day that you should say Tachanun, but you don't. Why? Because Miuchas. It's a special day, because there's no Tachanun the day before, and no Tachanun the day after. So I made a joke before that today, in the calendar, it's a Yom HaMiuchas, because it was Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then Friday was Black Friday, and then Shabbos. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. So somehow, we're surrounded by days that are almost they're almost becoming international holidays. Here in Israel, I was shocked on Friday. I went to Shlain to pick up my glass or whatever, and you couldn't move in Talpiot. Black Friday, everything they were selling, these big, I've noticed it, like everywhere you go, they have sales and sales. Trying to sell everything over the weekend. And I'm sure that those who live in America, and I didn't grow up in America, know that a lot of times holidays are becoming more and more. Maybe you can say that they were, some of them even originated from the idea of a sale, but more and more and more are we connecting sales to holidays. And that the connotation that comes to our mind right away when we think about a holiday coming up is how can we buy something better and something cheaper and run to the stores and really get... It's almost all over the world, this idea of the consumer's holidays coming up and again, which I think we all realize. It's very simple to realize, of course, the dangers in such an educational that we're all receiving, which is the pressure of buying and consuming, even when we don't need anything, just to buy and to buy and to buy. And it made me think a little bit about the association of Jewish holidays, and we're coming to Hanukkah. We also, as you know, we have this pressure a little bit in Hanukkah to buy presents for people. Some might say that this comes from other sources, and this idea of giving their kids Dmei Hanukkah comes from other places. Yes or no, I don't know. But we are living in a world where chagim a lot of times are associated with what we gain from them physically when it comes to, in this case, presents and buying and consuming. And I think it takes away sometimes for the message itself of what we are trying to celebrate. Take Hanukkah next week, which in some funny way is almost exactly the opposite of what I just said now. Whatever the message of Hanukkah is, Hanukkah, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not talking about Hanukkah per se right now, I'm just giving as introductions to the week that we're going to start learning about Hanukkah the next few days. What was Hanukkah if not some kind of tension between Judaism and the other cultures, the cultures at the time, specifically at the time, the Greek culture, that Jews were really debating of where to put themselves when it comes to Jewish culture and Greek culture. That tension of living two worlds that don't always work together, sometimes really contradict each other, and sometimes have big problems of how we see eye to eye in certain major issues. So it's funny, I was thinking about it, that how these days that we're all of us are being so affected by a culture today that's all around the world of to buy, to consume, is affecting us so much. Here we are approaching a chag of Hanukkah, which deals with a very, very large question, which is, how do we as Jews live in a world where we have all these pressures and tensions and cultures that many times don't see eye to eye with what we believe in? I just want to bring, because I'm talking about this idea of buying all the time and consuming, I just want to talk about just a thought. That's what the Sikha is about, to leave us with a thought. The idea of really money, materialism, of that pressure of buying that one more television set, that another computer, the better phone, that kind of world that we're living in, which really is putting so much pressure on us to drive a certain car, to have a certain computer, to have a certain phone, that pressure which we feel so much around us, is becoming something that's almost so accepted in our communities, in our circles, that I don't think we stop to think sometimes of really what does it mean to be content. We all know the famous Chazal that talk about Eizu Ashir Hasameach B'Chelko, the idea of you're only really wealthy if you are content with what you have. If you're happy with what you have, and stop looking all the time at the next model, at the next sale that's even something cheaper and something better. I found myself this week noticing a coffee machine that I just bought a few months ago, much cheaper. I said, oh, I bought it. This pressure of saving a few more shekel, of buying the next model, is really something that I think we have to train ourselves to stop that lachat, that tension that we have, that we're just getting from all the media all around us, and to realize that it doesn't make us more happy in who we are and what we do in life, and to stop seeing materialism as a purpose, but rather as really a means. It's really a means to allow us to do things in life. You know, there's a famous question that all the Rishonim ask, all the Jewish philosophers ask, which is, why doesn't the Torah mention ever the idea of the world to come? It's not mentioned anywhere in the whole Tanakh. There's no mention of Olam Haba. There is no mention of Gan Eden or Gehenom. I'm talking about Gan Eden and Gehenom as places that we're going to come to after Me'av Esrim. There's no mention of it. The Torah deals with this world only, and not with the world to come. And part of it is to understand that when we talk about you know, what are we doing? We're doing something for something, right? The means to get somewhere. A lot of times we look at it as, that's not important. It's all about getting there. It's all about getting to that place. About getting that mark in the test, or getting that degree, or getting that car, or getting it. All we do in life, as if a lot of times, is just to get somewhere to where we're going, to get to a situation where we'll be better off if we get there. And many times we stop understanding that the means themselves, the means, the way that we're getting there, we don't think that's important. And the Torah says to us, no, it's not about the world to come. It's not about just getting there. It's about the derech, the way that we get there. It's not just about reaching the goal at the end. It's how we live our lives that is important too. Not just reaching the top, getting the prize, getting that, we're not working in life so we just get rich and have money so we can get to that status that we have something better. But rather the way that we get there, the means that we live our lives. That is as important, if not more important, than actually reaching some kind of goal, reaching somewhere at the end of the process. I think that's just to leave you guys with a bit of a thought about materialism, about running after money, running after the next gadget, making sure that we can have the next toy, the next phone, to realize that we're really being brainwashed by the culture around us. I think here in the walls of Bet Midrash, we can sometimes create an alternative way of thinking of really what's important in our lives, what are our goals, what are we trying to hope to get to, that's a little bit different than what's happening outside. Atkan.